608 today.
Each and every show we go inside the Beltway, talk radio news, they're on top of everything. And what happens in Washington, as all of you know listening to America Tonight, in some way affects us across this country in our own backyards. Victoria Jones is with us from Talk Radio News this time around. And Victoria, the big thing has been to keep it's constantly been over money, whether it's the budget of 2011, 2012, or the debt ceiling. Is the focus really now just on the debt ceiling, or is it on other aspects of the budget?
Well, it's on both, and it's interesting. I mean, they're trying to focus both on the budget and the deficit and the debt ceiling. So they're trying to do both at the same time, and it gets very complicated, and everybody gets confused. But really, it's the debt ceiling that's looming, because when they come back from this two-week recess, which has just started at the beginning of May, that's what's going to be facing them, even though Secretary of the Treasury Geithner says really the drop-dead date is the beginning of July. The fact is that we're going to start reaching the debt limit very, very soon. And wrench was thrown into the works today by Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina, because he's threatened a filibuster on raising the debt ceiling unless he wins a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution.
Wow. And what are the chances of that happening?
I think they're slim to none. I just don't think it's going to happen, quite frankly. And he's saying he's opposing any attempt to voting on to vote to raise the limit. And I just don't see, frankly, how it's going to happen. I mean, Jay Carney, the White House spokesman, didn't address the threat directly today. He talked about the cleanliness of the bill again. You know, they want a completely clean bill with nothing attached to it except, I don't know, the naming of a post office or something like that. But I just don't believe they're going to get a clean bill.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's slim to none as well. One of the things that is being talked about is it's very unclear with this, when we're talking about the budget, what's going to happen with the health care law. What have you heard about that?
Well, it's a question of, you know, how much, whether it's going to be defunded or how it's actually going to impact it. And I think people really don't know, because the funding of the healthcare law is so complex that I don't think they're really going to know until sort of things start to bang up against it, until, you know, literally you try to get to funding for something and then find out, oh, really, it was on page 2074, that there's no funding for that.
Yeah.
I really don't think they're going to know.
Yeah. So it's just another one of those, I keep saying, it's just another one of those big question marks. And, of course, this was tax day, and we're swinging into to Tuesday, but people did their taxes or got extensions or whatever they did. And I found it interesting there was a poll saying that Americans want the tax breaks. The USA Today Gallup poll showed that. Was there any discussion? Because, of course, there's been a lot of discussion about taxes. Did you hear any bounce back from that?
In the White House, there were a couple of questions about taxes today. You know, the president for reforming the tax code, he talked about that earlier in the year. There wasn't an awful lot of talk about it, really. I think one of the things that's concerning to a lot of people, this wasn't talked about at the briefing today, but that is concerning a lot of people, is what's going to be done about charitable deductions. Because both the White House and Republicans want to really clamp down on charitable deductions. And this isn't just going to impact big spenders. But this is, you know, if you want to save the dolphins or feed hungry children, they are going to try to stop that charitable deduction. They're really seriously talking about that.
Boy, well, that I'm a great example of that, and I think I would still continue to help them. But I give some money to Children International. We sponsor a young boy in Ecuador, and there are a lot of charities out there where people give a monthly fee or whatever it is, but whether it's $300, $400, $500 at the end of the year, that is a write-off, and charities know that's one of the things that can induce people to also help.
Exactly, exactly. Oh. So I think this is going to be very unpopular.
Yeah, I agree with you. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News, thanks so much for your insights into what's going on in Washington. We appreciate it here on America Tonight.
Thank you.
All right, so it's interesting. Again, we're constantly talking about where the roads are leading to when it comes to money, and ultimately where we find ourselves in these United States. And, you know, I hate to keep going backwards, folks. We hate to do that. And I don't want to start a show that way, other than to say it was tax day. Some people were feeling crunched, but there was still 45% of you in certain households that didn't pay any income tax. And shockingly, I also read another statistic where 43% said the tax was just right. But yet we really don't like the word tax. And the idea of raising taxes is unacceptable across the board to most Americans. And I think the gist of it is when your property tax goes up, jacking up your mortgages, the local taxes go up, your state taxes go up. When everything is just on the rise, it catches you in a spider's web. It's not a little chunk of change. It's a much bigger chunk of change. And I think that's where people start to cringe when you say the word taxes. But apparently not on their personal taxes as they're filling them out this year anyway. But wait till some of those deductions are gone. When the deductions slip away and slip through your fingers, you're not going to be so happy with filling out those taxes, I think, the next time around. All right, coming up here on America Tonight, a unique hour. First, because so many of you have dogs, and we've been talking about dogs on the lighter side, is your puppy or dog too fat? We constantly talk about humans and reducing our girth, but what about our pets? Do our pets copy what we do? Do you have a dog that's arthritic because it's eating too much food? You're feeding it too much, or you're feeding it a lot of fattening kind of snacks. One of the folks from Prevention Magazine, Robbie Coppola, is going to join us next to talk about that and about some of the things that you need to be aware of, like the small dog versus the bigger dog. Also coming up at the end of the hour, one of my favorite things that we do here, our fun feature called We Can Count. Yeah, on a tax day, it's always fun to go back and, I think, count. And so we will do that. For those of you celebrating Passover, happy Passover, although you're probably not listening to this show. A lot of people in the United States are celebrating Passover, of course, and many of you that listen to us in other places are celebrating Passover. And at the end of the week, we switch to the Christian holiday, and Easter is actually this Sunday. How did we get to Easter so fast? I mean, I'm sure if you're following along in church and it's leading up to that point, boy, the markage of time, though, that we went from, it seems like we just hit the gas when it came to Christmas, the start of a new year, and whew, here we are at Easter. Easter already. All right, we're talking dogs and your dogs next on ATM.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Fond of saying here on America Tonight that it wouldn't be a show if we weren't talking about Mother Nature. Was it hail? Was it mudslides? Was it a blizzard? No. It was tornadoes. And the totals of how many tornadoes, the total of how many tornadoes were seen in 3 days, it varies from 210 to 240-something. But you start saying 240-some tornadoes in North Carolina, I'm thinking, boy, it's just eeny, meeny, miny, mo as to whether or not you were hit. And it wasn't just North Carolina. It was other parts of the South that were slammed as well. Really, a lot of cities and towns from Oklahoma to North Carolina. And it stretched to, I guess, 14 states in total is now what they're saying. It's got to be one of the largest tornado outbreaks in history so far, and who knows, this number could vary too, but any death in a tornado is terrible. But 40 people so far, dozens of other people injured. It's not a surprise, because the tornado, you can't predict. And if you're there and you're in the path, you're trying to hide, you're trying to get down to a cellar, a storm cellar, whatever, if you had one, that's what happens. Suddenly people are caught unaware of what's going on, or just couldn't get out of the way of the tornado. And North Carolina got slammed pretty hard. About two dozen people were killed on Saturday. Alabama took the brunt of the winds on Friday. About seven people died there. They're saying seven at the latest reports, because you know that can change sometimes when they go through, sadly, and sift through the neighborhoods, they may find somebody else. And what's the reason for it? What's the reason for the outbreak? Well, tornadoes, it depends on the wind conditions. And they're saying that there's a powerful jet stream. You have the moisture, And especially you've got a lot of moisture and a strong cold front. Well, you add all those things together, that spells the possibility of tornadoes. And what was coming in from the Gulf of Mexico acted as kind of a fuel for that system and plowed through the south, and that was the direction that it went. And with that water in the Gulf of Mexico that's pretty warm, and then you get that in the air, that's the fuel. That's the fuel, and that's how you get those air masses and those patterns. But, boy, you got a feel for the people who, like I said, in some cases really were kind of caught off guard. Yeah, you might be in North Carolina. You hear, woo, look at what happened in Alabama. They say that could come here. Well, what are you doing running up north? You know, people might try to get out of town. Some of them did, but still they got caught in these twisters. Here were some of the things that people said about what they saw with the tornadoes.
I mean, just listening to it coming, and you could just see all the clouds just sucking in, and that's when I ran inside and told her to shut all the doors.
It was just, I mean, you could hear it. Just, it sounded like it was right beside the house, and it did. It went right beside our house.
It sounded bad. Bad. I don't know. I ain't heard nothing just like that before.
It does. It sounds like if anyone has experienced a tornado, it's kind of like that. It's not kind of like it is a freight train kind of feel, I guess. I've been near tornadoes several times and sort of felt that. You feel the weird, on the fringe side of the tornado, when it's just far enough away, you feel that weird pull, and the air is kind of a strange air. You see the trees start to bend, and that's your clue. Boy, if you have any time, just get out of the way. So you see the familiar, this is radio, but I'll paint the picture for you. It's like a ghost town. Just everything is reduced to rubble. And it's pure eeny, meeny, miny, mo. This house gets hit across the street, catty corner. They don't get hit. Two streets over, they lose everything. And, boy, nasty stuff. Mother Nature was mean, just flat out mean over the weekend. And we feel you, your pain, all of you that are listening, because I know many of you are listening in the areas that were hit. So it's a state of emergency, certainly in North Carolina, because they're claiming at least 62 tornadoes. And that was vicious, what slammed into the south. Absolutely no doubt. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, let me give you a little preview of what's left in the half hour here as we head around the final turn. Coming up, we're going to check email in our final segment because, once again, a lot of thoughts over the weekend, partly the tornado stuff, some other things that have happened, what's going on with Fukushima and radiation. Will it hit the United States? What about those raindrops they were talking about in Boston with traces of the radiation? For goodness sake, how far can this drift? What should the concerns be? And also gas prices. A lot of people chiming in, telling me what they're paying at the pump. Most of you probably noticed there was, as of last week, it went up 7 cents a gallon. In the last couple of weeks, we're talking anywhere from 27 to 29 cents across the nation. That's pretty dramatic. If you're saying in less than a month, almost 30 cents more, yeah, there's going to be people whining, including me. I don't drive that much, though. I'm lucky. I don't have to drive that much. I drive around the area. I call it inside the bubble. And if you only have to go inside the bubble, meaning in your world, in a 15-mile radius or 20-mile radius, it's not as dramatic for the people who have to go 45 minutes each way every single day, you know, Monday through Friday. That's where you really get it. And all of you truck drivers listening to me, oh, it's trucking. We're seeing it. We're seeing it transferred over and over again with the food prices and how high they're going up. I said this last week. I got a quick coffee. I love my coffee. I mean, that's my thing. Coffee is my thing. But it's crazy expensive. Dunkin' Donuts, and it was like French vanilla, I think. And then I get regular. So I alternate between what I call the foofy coffee and the manly, womanly coffee that's so strong it could burn the hair off your arms. So I know it's weird. But It didn't matter. There was cheap coffee to be had. When I say cheap or normal priced coffee, it was all $9 and change, $10. And part of that is because what's happening with coffee and the cocoa beans and all that stuff. But a lot of that is transferred too and is added on because of the transportation costs. You really, really see it in produce. Iceberg lettuce. What's the nutritional value? And I like iceberg lettuce, but what's the nutritional value? What are you paying for a head of lettuce? I can remember going into a grocery store not too long ago, paying like 45 cents for a head of lettuce. Now it's like $1.90. I'll eat my cheeseburger minus the leaf. Forget about it. And that's too much. But this is all going back to the gas prices. So a lot of you kvetched about what you were paying. In fact, even told me the exact prices at the pumps for you. So we'll hit the mailbag at the end. Then coming up in our next segment, often we do a technology, I used to call it Technology Tuesday. Then I kind of got away from that. And every once in a while, we'll throw in really cool things that are happening in technology. And this is the best. Over the weekend, a lot of people will go and they'll look at houses. Or they'll just drive through neighborhoods. You might see it in your neighborhood. I don't care where you live. Where you'll notice, like, cars are driving by and you think, oh, please don't be casing my house. But really, they're just looking at, people are just looking at houses in the neighborhood. What if they, especially if your house was for sale, what if somebody could get that information on their iPhone or their BlackBerry or their Android? Anybody in their 20s all the way through really their 40s, that's how the information comes. That's how you get your information. Not through the old-fashioned flyer that was put out at the curb saying, here's what the house lists for, and here's what we've done to it, and here's this one little tiny picture we took with an old Kodak. Now it's more pictures, bigger, badder, faster. Now, boom, get it right there in your hand, especially when you're driving around, and all of a sudden you know, it's like finding that acorn for the squirrel who finally gets the acorn. So you've been looking for houses forever. You drive around, boom, you find the house, it's the right price, you can afford it, whatever, but you don't know any of the details, and then you're worried about it because you know somebody else might beat you to the punch. So we're going to talk to a guy who's invented or really started using this technology to revolutionize, I think, and will revolutionize in the next couple of years the way people get their information on houses. In fact, that's coming up round the bend. Hang with us.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste. digest, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning-fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Well, it's downhearted and confused, because maybe you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, fellas, got to hold on you. Losing money, about to lose your home.
Done Mother Nature, once again, paying a visit to San Francisco. You know, with the quakes in Japan, it always brings up the notion that when is the big one going to hit California? When is that going to happen? They sell prediction T-shirts in the northern part of the state and the southern part of the state. So this time it was the northern part of the state, and it was just a bunch of small quakes. But it happened on the anniversary of, for this time anyway, the big one. If you remember when the Bay Area was ripped open, seems like such a long time ago, and it was a long time ago. And the Bay Area, especially the city, the way the city is built, I mean, things just collapse. So it's the 105th anniversary of the great San Francisco earthquake, and that was in 1906. They had two small ones this time around. The first one was somewhere in the neighborhood of 3.4 is what they're calling it. And it happened in the afternoon. So the afternoon, you can imagine, I mean, it was kind of the time when kids are getting out of school and, you know, the city's buzzing. Not that San Francisco isn't always busy like any metropolitan area, but it definitely rattled a few nerves, the quakes, because when you first feel an earthquake, you're really not sure what's going on. Of course you're not. And this one happened to come down right around the 3 o'clock mark. People described it as a sharp jolt, kind of rumbling noises that you hear. And then there was another one a few minutes later. And the second one was pretty minor. It was 1.4. But people could still feel it. In fact, a place where I used to go a lot, in Burlingame, there's an Irish pub there And at the Irish Pub in Burlingame, which is on the peninsula outside of the city, the downtown city area in San Francisco, they say that the bar shook and the lights and just swayed from the ceiling for at least a couple of seconds. And that's pretty much what most of those quakes are like. Just boom, it happens, you feel it, it's kind of a little bit of a jolt, and is it significant damage? What's falling off of the walls? And it was strange, but it marked almost to the time when the great earthquake hit. And in 1906, there were only, at this point now, because you think of how long ago that was, there are only three known survivors left from the quake. It killed thousands. I mean, thousands. And it was the fire afterwards that really got a lot of people. And I've seen photos of it. You can go almost anywhere. They have a museum where they have photos of what happened there. And it ripped that city apart. And then remember in 89, they had one during the World Series. And that was pretty bad. There were cars that got caught. And certainly there were people that died. But nothing like the big one. When they talk about the big one that happened in the past, they're going all the way back to the early 1900s. Well, you don't have to go too far back, unfortunately, for the people of Raleigh, North Carolina, for this one. But they, too, know what it's like to feel the wrath of Mother Nature. And she was pretty upset over the weekend, all those tornadoes, almost 260 tornadoes, a lot of them centered in North Carolina. That's where the bulk of the people died. 40 people died over the weekend as a result of those strong winds, right? Most of it slammed down into North Carolina. So the world is starting to wake up and see this and wondering how the folks are doing. And the governor, Bev Perdue, had this to say about Raleigh and resilience and rebuilding and all that kind of stuff. And take a listen.
A lot of faith, a lot of community, a lot of friends, but it's just the spirit of North Carolina. It's the spirit of, thank God, first of all, I'm alive.
That's correct.
The sadness for the destruction of real people's lives and property, but then this resilience of North Carolina, it's just simply there.
That will be a hole that's here forever. This is a hardly pressed economic county to start with, and as you travel through here, you see people who have lost every single thing they have in life. He said to me, Bev, whatever it is you need, whatever it is the federal government can do for you, the real hardship, the real challenge is the rebuilding.
Yeah, that is the real challenge, because you have houses and communities just blown apart, blown to nothing, not to mention burying the people who perished in the tornadoes. But the rebuilding will be tougher, I think, for some of those people, because the tornadoes were pretty much all over the place and cherry-picked certain houses and certain streets. I call this the cleanup segment. And because there's so much that we hopscotch around and talk about on some of our shows, it's worth giving you the follow-up. Don't you hate that when you remember, oh, I heard part of that story, but what happened afterwards? And one of the things that we talked about here on America Tonight was the crazy twins, if you remember, the whole Facebook deal where they were suing, the Harvard twins were suing because of the money that they say they would have had, basically, since they believe they founded Facebook. And in fact, it was the title, it became really the heart and soul of the movie, The Social Network. It was really focused on that lawsuit. And the two former Harvard University classmates of the company founder for Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, asked a federal appeals court to reconsider their order that they accept a settlement over the website. So the Winklevoss twins, is who they are, say that Zuckerberg stole their idea for Facebook but agreed to drop their lawsuit in 2008, and they wanted $20 million in cash plus stock in the company. But then they discovered that the stock was worth less than claimed at the time, so they wanted to have the deal voided. And we know now that the three-judge panel of the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against them last week, so their lawyers are asking for now a special 11 panel, 11-judge panel, to consider their appeal. You know, I say give it up. I'm sorry. They, first of all, I don't feel badly for the Winklevoss twins because they're decent looking and they're silver spoon guys. Look, they're spoiled trust fundy babies. They get $100 million for sitting around and whining. That's what they get. Do they have a right to some of this Facebook money? Sorry, legally, they say no. Prove it. I think Zuckerberg knew. Hey, I got the money. We'll just keep this thing rolling. A good strategy for people who have a lot of money is to just keep it tied up in the courts. And that's what could happen here. Facebook's not going anywhere, and it basically shut down MySpace. How many people, and there's an interesting discussion, how many people even have a MySpace account anymore? Anybody listening to me do the MySpace thing versus the Facebook thing? You might hate both of them and think it's all nonsense and you don't do either. But is there anybody that opted to stay the MySpace way instead of jumping to Facebook? Because, I mean, really, Facebook killed MySpace. But in the follow-up here, the fact that they want to keep this thing going is just stupidness. And I don't think that they're going to, I don't think they're going to win this time around. I mean, being forced to accept $20 million settlement, forced to accept. How many of you listening to me right now, as you're driving down the road working your third job or sitting there, my friends in the factory, and you like your job, but you're working it in the third shift hours, how many of you would love to have to settle? Oh, you have to settle for $20 million. Oh, that would be rough, wouldn't it? How do you do that? How do you settle? I think most of us would settle. Here's what the bottom line is. It's really just a contest between the three of them because the Winklevosses have nothing better to do, and they see the incredible amount of money that Zuckerberg has made and how he's become well known, and I think they resent it, but they're not going to win. They're not going to win this time around. I think they don't have a chance, and they should just give it up. I'm saying just ditch it. This is a follow-up to the FAA also now saying that, oh, it's just not right, people falling asleep on the job, and we can't have that, even though they knew that was already going on. So they introduced some new rules for the air traffic controllers in response to everything that happened in the towers, in the control towers. The new rules specifically, we gave you some broad strokes on a previous show, but the new rules increase the 8-hour mandatory time between shifts to 9 hours, hoping that the employees will get that rest before they go on a midnight shift. Yeah, I wonder how well that's going to work. How many of you, this is another question for you, how many of you work in the third shift? Be honest. How many of you get enough sleep before you go to work? It's a very odd time to work. It's cool in a lot of ways, but you also have to be very careful because there is the tendency, yes, when you get off and you finally go to sleep, you sleep and you sleep and you sleep, but then you get up and you start doing all these different things up until the time you work, and you're not getting that. You're not getting that extra nap because I sort of think you need a nap, an extra nap, depending on how much brain power, especially you're using for whatever it is that you're doing. So the new rules also wouldn't allow the air traffic controllers from working a midnight shift on the same day as a day shift, and that makes sense. It's a routine they do, and it sets up the three-day weekends. The three-day weekend is not working in this job. Because these people are falling asleep, they're exhausted, and they're not getting enough time in between. You can sound off. Throw in your 2 cents. 800-259-5791.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Like in drones, have their tools. Slakes to build them, see when the
just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. RAVSINVICTORY, LYN, Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
In honor of another tax day down the drain, we start weekly counts off with this one. President Barack Obama made less dough than he used to. He and his wife, Michelle, reported income of $1.73 million last year. That's mostly from the books that he wrote. But that was down from the $5.5 million a year before that. So, how much income do they report? $1.7 million. For the first time, he drew his full $400,000 salary in 2010, because in 2009 he didn't start getting the money until after his inauguration in January. Through the withholding and estimated tax payments during that year, the Obamas paid $466,104 to the IRS. And that was an overpayment, so they're getting a refund. They get over $12,000. Would they have a crappy tax accountant? I don't get it. The adjusted gross was what I told you. And the taxable income after deductions, $1.34 million. See, there is some information released about Obama. So it's not the birth certificate, but it's the tax returns. And then they list everything, you know, where they make the contributions. And they had a whole bunch of contributions, which is interesting because it's a tax write-off. And the contributions they had, like they had a $15,000, bit of money that they threw to the Clinton Bush Haiti Fund, and then 10,000 to the Boys and Girls Club, and they gave over 329,000 to charities in 2009. We also know that the president donated his entire $1.4 million Nobel Peace Prize award, but it wasn't counted as income since it went to 10 charities. However, in looking at this, it's interesting because one of the things they want to stop, or one of the loopholes, it's not really a loophole, one of the deductions that they want to stop that's been discussed, meaning the Democrats have discussed it, is the charities, that you can't write off the contributions you make to whatever charity is. We talked at the beginning of the hour with Victoria Jones from Talk Radio News about that, and that is something most people don't want to see go away. But you know now what Obama claimed on his taxes, and it was significantly less than the last couple of years when he jumped into office. When he wasn't president, he was making almost $6 million. So his income, $1.7 million. Numbers, numbers, numbers. That's the beauty of We Can Count. So Obama leads Donald Trump by 15 points, they say, in a hypothetical 2012 matchup. And that's a Rasmussen report. They do all kinds of polls, daily polls. The president is unable to top the 50% level of support, even against an opponent like Donald Trump. That's what people are talking about as far as Rasmussen is concerned. Only 65% of Republican voters would vote for Trump over Obama. Among voters not affiliated with either party, undecided, independent, that kind of stuff, 48% prefer, easy for me to say, 48% prefer Obama, 25% Trump, and 20% would opt for somebody else. I mean, see, that's the problem. Somebody else. Who's the somebody else? There is no somebody else. I don't know how many somebody else's there's going to be. Not too sure about that. Anybody out there really, really think that we're going to have the candidate du jour on the Republican side of things? All right, this is kind of a shocking number for you. I don't know where I was when I heard about it initially, and then I read it. And in fact, I was somewhere on the run, and I immediately tried to Google it because I was like, wow, you got to be kidding me. I smelled a rat there, but I couldn't figure out what it was. Well, anyway, the U.S. Export-Import Bank, it's an independent kind of agency of the federal government, is planning almost $3 billion in a loan for a project to expand and upgrade an oil refinery in Cartagena, Colombia. So the money would go to this company that is a Colombian national oil company. And they supply petroleum stuff to the domestic and export markets. So we're going to take money, we're going to take our money and send it there for the refinery process is what I'm assuming. But interesting the timing of it, and also, of course, the president's visit, if you remember, not too long ago to that country. So it is a company, it is a state-run place, let's put it that way. And one of the things that they released in press circulation was that the transaction will help create or sustain about 15,000 American jobs for 9 years. Because now people are more sensitive to what we're importing. And what does it do to jobs? So they were very, very quick to put that out there to make sure that everybody knew what the benefit would be for the United States. But it's interesting, a refinery in Colombia, it's a massive, massive project that they're undertaking in building this thing. They're expanding and upgrading. It's almost like a rebuild from what I heard. So that's why that kind of money was needed to be able to get that refinery at the place it should be in, running cleaner and certainly much, much faster. I'm going to cherry pick a couple of interesting, I think, weekend counts. You know, so often we go heavy here. We're hitting you hard with what's happening. And I think we need to lighten the load occasionally, right? We need a giggle or two. I'm thinking that would be, I think that would be a good thing. So Elton John, he gets the value of money. He knows how to follow the dough. He's going to the Vegas Strip again for a three-year run at Caesar's Palace. He's going to return to the Million Dollar Piano Show. It's at the Coliseum. That's where they're going to have it starting in September. And they're already pumping up selling the first 16 shows. He did this one time before, back in 2009. It was originally supposed to go just 3 years, and instead it ended up going 5 years. So Elton John is popular enough that he can carry the show and push it, I think, a little bit further. And this is what's happened. He realizes that he's got an audience, and enough people will come out and see him and pay whatever the freight is for the tickets. Because trust me, the tickets are not cheap. Not cheap. This is a big story. We can't leave this hour. We're at the finish line and finishing up. We can count without giving you this, folks. Certainly in our way of looking at things in the United States, a key credit agency, the S&P, issued a warning that I've never heard them issue anything to the United States government, urging Washington to get a grip on its finances or risk losing the credit rating. For the first time, Standard & Poor's lowered its long-term outlook for the federal government's health, fiscally anyway, from stable to negative. They say an impasse could push the agency to strip the government of its top investing rating in the next 2 years, which would not be good. And what the executive director of Concord Coalition is saying, it's a nonpartisan group that's pushing for deficit direction. Boy, there's a reduction, rather. There's actually a lot of those out there. They say this is a warning, don't mess around. This is one of the worst slides we've seen in a month on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged 245 points. It did come back to close down 140 points for the day, but not looking good. And the government, of course, on pace to run that ridiculous deficit of almost $1.5 trillion. What are we thinking? What are we doing?